Happy Thanksgiving! Now to Ryan J.
I can't believe it's 2022 already.
That's so funny you bring that up because I just did that on my iHeartRadio show. I talked about that, that I wrote a Dear Future Me letter for 2022.
Oh boy, what did it say?
Basically, I hope you made it. That's what it's all based on. I hope you made it.
Oh, okay. So you'll make it. I mean, you've got a month. For next year, write it in January for 2023, and then we'll see.
Oh, my God. It's like every day is a day of uncertainty, but we've embraced that, and we just keep moving forward no matter what.
It's so true.
And it plays out in movies as well because, you know, I love that people, they'll come into the grocery store and they say, I'm going to the movie theater. You have no idea how much that charges up my heart because it's like, thank God you didn't say I'm going home to watch a movie because they used to say that.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they'll go, so do you recommend any movie? I've been telling them King Richard, but now, I mean, what about House of Gucci? I hope you're going to tell me it's good news.
I liked it a lot. I mean, it's a true crime drama directed by Ridley Scott, major awards buzz. I was not as aware of this story, this true story, as I was with like what happened to Johnny Versace for some reason. Like we all know, maybe it's just been much more covered in pop culture the last few decades, but do you know what happens in House of Gucci?
I do, only because we saw an early screening of it, and more importantly, I've been with Patrice. I've had a conversation with her, and it's like, oh my God! I mean, but it was one of those moments where someone said, "Do you want to talk to her?" And I said, "Sure, let's do it." But I didn't know her story, but now I do. Oh my
God! She was doing like a press tour.
She was. She wrote a book.
And so
I got to talk to her on that level and you know, just to hear the story, to hear her passion about life and about everything that was going on in the real world, or her world, I should say.
Did you hear any remorse?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear any remorse from her?
God, I'd have to go back and listen. Now that I've seen, you know, it's so funny you say that because I need to go back and see if there is anything like that in there because I do study vocal tones and patterns and stuff like that. But that's a good challenge for me to do that, to go back and really kind of study how she was sharing that journey with me on that conversation.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, like, I'm curious. Very, very cool you had that experience. But House of Gucci, you know, I think it gives you everything you want from it. It is fashion, it is music, it is drama. It's like a great soap opera. It's like a soap opera in a movie, but not a comedy, you know? There's comedic moments. Gaga proves herself as an actress, if she didn't already, in, you know, what was it, A Star is Born?
Yeah, yeah.
Then she really does here. I mean, in the first 5 minutes of the movie, you're blown away by her performance already, and then she just maintains the entire film. Her hairstyle changes in every scene.
Oh my God.
Adam Driver, interestingly, it was the weak link in the film. I felt like him trying to do an Italian accent was painful for him. And he just couldn't settle on it. And I mean, I've heard him struggle with accents before in films. He's never really successfully nailed one. But this one was one of the worst, I thought, dialects he ever tried.
That's so interesting that you say that, because that's the first thing my wife said that she did not like about the movie, was the accent.
Yeah.
So you really bring up a very interesting point.
Mm-hmm. And then Jeremy Irons was great. Al Pacino was great. But Jared Leto, holy cow. I mean, if this does not win the award for makeup, right?
And is this the movie that, no, because he's in another movie that's also come out that where he's got a bald head, or is this the movie where he's got a bald head?
This is the movie with a bald head.
Okay, because I was listening to Marc Maron coming home last night, and he was talking about it, but he never ever brought up Gucci at all. And I kept going, there's another movie he's in? I'm lost on this.
Well, he did do another film years ago where he had a bald head,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But this is the one that matters, you know.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I like the aesthetic was very desaturated, totally transports you over there. There's an underdog story and a romance to it before all the drama, all the family betrayal, the struggle for power, and I just thought it was a really fun watch. A little slow moving at times, but hey, we've got the time to enjoy something like this. So see House of Gucci.
Man, I'll tell you what, that the conversation with Marc Maron was with Mr. Scott, and I really got a good inside view of him. That he's had great movies, but his journey to those movies, he had kind of a rough life. He was basically an army brat, is what he was, a British one. But I mean, that's what his family, everybody around around him was some sort of a soldier in the war, but yet he was like, I'm art. I'm filled with art.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, I found that very, because it's like, wow, why is it in most families there's always one black sheep?
Yes, it's true. I do find that.
Yeah. A Boy Called Christmas. I mean, first of all, I celebrate Christmas every day. That really, I have a Christmas tree in my house every day, and it's lit up every day. So when I see a title like A Boy Called Christmas, I'm going, about me? About me?
I know. Well, it could be. It's a Santa Claus origin story.
Oh.
And it's really lovely. It's live action. I assumed it wasn't, but it's live action, and it has a very Mary Poppins, Nanny McPhee quality to it. Oh. Starts off with a family, a single dad, three children. There's no mom, and she's passed. And their aunt stops by, and the aunt is played by Maggie Smith. And it's so nice to see her. And then she starts telling them the story, and you're transported into this very festive fairy tale world with adventure. And it's as good as any live action Disney film. It's like Nutcracker in the Four Realms, which I loved.
Wow.
It's that kind of magical. You've got Kristen Wiig as an evil aunt, Sally Hawkins as an evil witch, and then you just see all of the kernels of where how this young boy named Nicholas discovers the elves and the reindeer and the red hat, and there's a great adventure as the basis for all of it, sprinkled with the meaning of Christmas spirit, kindness, giving, coming together. It just was really great. The effects were great. Good live action. And the script will appeal to all ages. So stream it now on Netflix.
Wow. Just you saying Kristen Wiig just lightened up my heart, because I love how she has grown into this character actor that can fit into almost every role.
Yeah, she really has great range.
Oh my God, I'm just watching her on Saturday Night Live. We all knew she was good. We just didn't know that she was as brilliant as what she is.
Yeah. I mean, I always knew it. Errol, come on. She's great. I love her.
The next movie, Encanto, I mean, what's really interesting about this one is that we saw it early, and the thing is that I'll never forget when somebody came up to me at the end, and they go, I didn't realize it was going to be animated and it was so much for kids. And I was like, what? What?
What?
Right?
What do you mean you didn't realize that?
Did you not even look at a poster anywhere? Come on.
Come on. Yeah, no, this is this year's Disney animated Insta classic, you know. Encanto, first of all, it starts with that one of the, you know, the typically when they do their new classics, there's that short film ahead of time, the animated short, and I just have to go on record and say I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of them manipulating my emotions so strongly, so quickly, of like in 90 seconds, they're making you cry. They're making you feel everything. And it's like, then it's, and without any like real dialogue or anything, you're just watching something and suddenly you're feeling more than you felt in like a decade. And you're like, stop it. Stop doing this to me, you know? And also it's like, if they're so effective at telling so much story and making you feel so much attachment in 90 seconds to 120 seconds, why can like major movies not do that?
maybe the animation brings out the instant child.
I don't think it's just animation, because there's a lot of bad animation out there too.
Yeah, they're
you know what I mean? Like I just, it's storytelling. They can do storytelling when it's written right. They can do it in 90 seconds. It doesn't take a whole movie, but that's like, I don't understand. I mean, there's so much to learn here. I feel like there's like a masterclass here and something about Disney shorts and the effectiveness and the efficiency of storytelling. I don't know. It's amazing.
Well, I think that writing comes from only because I'm blessed with the opportunity to know who Rick Riordan is. Rick Riordan has invested his life into making sure that storytelling such as this is brought to life from every nation on the planet. And don't be shocked if we don't start seeing stories from people from India, from Africa and stuff like that, because Disney's got him on their team, and they're writing these YA books. My God in heaven! You think you were grasped in that story? Wait until you read these other authors.
I believe it. No, I'm sure. And I think that's the right thing to do, because one thing I loved about Encanto, just like I also loved about House of Gucci, is it transports you to another part of the country and you learn about another culture through this story. You know, it's beautiful, and Encanto is beautiful. I mean, first of all, to look at once again every year, the animation, the texture, the color, the humanity, the faces get a little bit more realistic. more fun to look at. But it's, this is another perfect Disney Insta classic animated musical adventure. I loved how colorful it was, and you just absorbed into the whole film. You care so much. The family and their generations and everyone working together in the friendly magical house. It's not a haunted house. It's just a magical house. Mm-hmm. It's really great. And based on the story of this girl in the family who feels really excluded and isolated from the rest of her family, and what she does in reaction to that, and the songs here by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's having the best, one of the best years ever, are outstanding. Of course, the man can do no wrong, and has Indiana Jones elements to the action. I can't wait to watch it again. There's a lot to unpack on different levels too, thematically. So again, it's like all great Disney classics. It'll appeal to all ages, and there's stuff that you can chat about thematically with each other or with children afterward, and what the meaning is. And I just love it. I was amazed and blown away, you know, and it's so nice to walk into a movie with high expectations, knowing it's Disney, and be like, okay, I'm not in the mood, but you got to do it. And then for them to deliver on that, to do it and get you in spite of yourself, so to speak, it's great. And see it. It's just so worth it.
Are we living in the new generation of Andrew Lloyd Webber? Because I mean, when you speak of him, it's like, oh my God. I mean, it's like they're going to talk about Manuel in ways in the future that are going to make him a genius.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. He will have been one of the greatest songwriters in musical history.
Wow. Wow.
Because he's continuing. I mean, every year there were two or three this year movies that came out with new music by him. So
I'm just so in love, and I just keep putting it up there in the universe. Please just let me just say hello to him on the phone. That's all I need. Just let me say hello to him.
Oh gosh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Now, during the pandemic, Sing 1 was a huge part of my life. It was my go-to movie when I was going through some serious uncertainty. Do we get to see Sing 2 on the flat screen, or are we going to the screen inside a theater?
There's a special early access screening in theaters this Saturday, November 27th, around 5 p.m. at theaters around the country. Check your local theaters, and you can get a ticket to see Sing 2 early access, because it doesn't open until December. But this way, there's a chance for you to see it early if you want to this weekend. Again, it's Saturday, November 27th. Check Fandango or wherever you go for your tickets at theaters, but you can see an early access screening of Sing 2. It looks adorable.
I'm glad you brought up Fandango, because, you know, that company in itself has done amazing things for all people in the way that, I mean, they bring Broadway musicals to our theaters here in Charlotte. They bring concerts from bands that we would never get to see to our theaters here in Charlotte. I love how Fandango has really tapped into what the human being is really asking for.
Yeah, it so has. And I think it's so nice to be able to have, you know, so much of what we see is managing expectations. You know, it's like when you have high expectations, you know, or low expectations. And when things can come through for you, it's really great.
Hey, I got to ask you a question. You just gave me a thought of what's happening at this Regal Theater. They've got this theater, and I'll probably never do it because I got motion sickness so easy. But it's one of those where the seats move. It sprays water on you. It has the scent and stuff. Have you done one of those theaters yet?
I have. It's like they have those like at Disney, and they're like 4D theaters, they're called.
Yeah.
They're okay. I don't think it would make you too nauseous. I mean, they usually don't show it for an entire feature length film, unless they're doing that now. It's usually a short experience. But yeah, I mean, I would check it out. It's kind of gimmicky.
That's what I'm afraid of. When I go into a movie, I like to slouch down in the chair. I like to sit on one side, the other side. I move around a lot. I don't want to be trapped in a chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And also, it just feels like, you know, when you go to a live theater, like you see a Broadway musical or something, you know, that's where you see like real fire as it's happening in the show, in that kind of thing. I don't know that we need it in our movies, but It's another gimmicky way to try to do something different. I liked 3D, and I miss it. We had a few years, a lot of 3D movies, and now it's a time of the past.
Wow, crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, man, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You do anything fun?
Just with my Toto and family. Aww. So looking forward to that. And then this weekend, anyone in the Chesterton, Indiana area, if you want to buy a ticket to the Friday night program this Friday night, or we have a few rooms left for the all-inclusive package of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Springhouse Inn, you can buy tickets on Eventbrite if you search Christmas in Oz. I'm hosting a Christmas in Oz experience in Chesterton, Indiana.
God. I love how you are so connected to that. My God, I just that's passion. That's that you just continuously give to those that want to receive.
Yes, I certainly do. I love to bring the magic to the people.
Are you taking Toto with you?
Of course, she's co-hosting with me.
Oh, what's the reaction for most people when they see Toto?
Oh, they love her. They love her. I mean, my favorite part is when I go to, like, when I'm just walking down the street or something. We're not at some specific Oz event, and someone will say, some strangers will just point, or kids will say, "Look, Mom, it's Dorothy's dog," or "Oh, it's Toto," and I'm like, "Wait, it really is. It is. That's her name." And then people get excited. So that's always a very validating experience for me.
Anything special going on RyanJReviews.com?
Just my latest reviews.
Can't just say just my. That's important stuff, man. We're in the day of I've got to find out what Ryan thought, and then I'll decide if I'm going to watch it.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much, Arrow.
Well, you have yourself a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving, sir.
You too, and say hi to everyone for me.
I will. Be brilliant, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.